T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our good buddy Ty Montgomery is sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. Yes, a happy. How about this? Ty Montgomery of the Jets, number 88, he's with us. We actually saw him in the offense. We actually saw a professional football team. Oh, my God. I'm still, Ty, I am still delirious from this victory on Sunday. Hello, Ty. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Come on.
Ty,
I'm ecstatic. I mean, I'm pumped up.
What you're going to see is as bad as it is when the Jets lose.
You're going to see that.
It's so extreme when they win. It's like a different world. So you've experienced a lot of bad. Obviously, not your fault.
Right.
You experienced a lot of bad, and now you get to come on, and it's all happy. It's all laughs. And it's all, you'll love this, positive thinking. A lot of positive thinking.
Ty, I am so damn positive. I'm confident against the Pats Monday night. I mean, that's how sick I am. And I gotta tell you this, man. I'm going to tell you right now, seriously. I expect a massive effort from you guys Monday night. Massive effort.
No less than. Nothing less.
I got to admit, I'm not as confident against the Patriots, but that's
massive
okay.
effort.
You know what jumps out at me and what really excites me is that we're still learning about the quarterback. We're learning about how good he is. Yep. To see this offense go from what looked like, I mean, let's be honest about it, not a professional offense, to see that kind of a difference when a second-year player walks onto the field, it's inspirational and it's remarkable. How did you feel about the difference between the offense of the last bunch of weeks to Sam walking through that door and just everything being different?
To see everything come together in the game like that, I can't even find the right words. It was a relief. It was exciting. It was almost everything we wanted to see. Obviously there's still some things that we need to clean up, but, there were some lanes in the run game. Everyone was getting involved. Sam was just out there throwing dimes. I mean, he made some incredible throws going back and watching the film. Some of the throws he made were just, you know, unbelievable, and getting explosive plays. I mean, that 92-yard touchdown to Robbie, that was just huge, and that's something that we've been expecting from our offense, just plays like that. So it was really good to see the offense come together.
Could you feel it? Now, you guys had that meeting. We talked about it. It was all over the media, and obviously it worked. I mean, you guys went out there and played a tremendous game, both sides of the ball. But, I mean, could you feel it? As you are getting ready, you're like 15 minutes or a half hour from game time. Can you sense, hey, we're going to go out there today, and we're winning this football game. I mean, can you almost – I'm sure the sense was just totally different than what it was, you know, the previous three games. How about that?
I mean, every game we're going out there thinking we're going to win. You know, I never went out in any game this year with the mindset of, I don't know what's going to happen this time.
Right.
But, you know, this game, I mean, I definitely had the feeling like we were going to win. Things were going to turn around. This was the time to do it. And it's time for us to just start stacking them.
I knew things were turning after he made that beautiful pass to Jamison Crowder on the second drive. All of a sudden, I saw you. I saw you get involved in the offense.
How about
it was
that?
A quick pass to Ty Montgomery.
Ty's actually out there catching the ball.
Yeah.
Hello.
Did you feel more involved this past Sunday?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, getting into the game and getting a couple of touches. You know, I did. I'm glad that we won the football game the way we did. That was a much needed win.
Well, he was spreading it around to everybody. I mean, everybody. I mean, how many different guys caught passes? They had that one touchdown drive where Ryan Griffin caught the touchdown and had like three big catches in a drive. Crowder was all over the place. Robbie was all over the place. You got involved in the game. And really, it's funny, you didn't really get a lot of Le'Veon in this game. I think he did rush for the touchdown. He had 50 yards. But this is the first time also we saw, like, you know, Bilal play a little bit where actually Gaze was mixing it up a little bit with the running backs. How about that, Ty?
Yeah, that was I'm trying to choose my words carefully here. I'm just going to say the offense, we seem to have found something that was working. Everyone's touching the ball. Everyone's making the plays that are there for them to be made. You know, Robbie's being Robbie. Jameson's being Jameson. How about DT as well?
Yeah, Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Demaryius, right. Exactly. Yeah, solid game. Again, I will say this. Got me a little nervous on that onside kick. He did get me a little nervous. But he did make the play, Ty. So all is forgotten.
What would a Jets game be without you getting nervous, huh?
Bro? I don't know. I don't know what a blowout is to be on the other side.
Jets, Colts.
Of blowouts the one way.
Jets, Colts.
Which one is that?
In the playoffs.
Oh, back in 2002?
Yeah, there was no stress that day.
Ty wasn't even born.
that was a party.
When we beat the Colts 41-0 in 2002, Ty wasn't even alive yet. I mean, like a baby, Ty.
You were young. That was the last stress-free Jets game.
That's probably
seriously.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Playoff game.
That was the last one.
Out.
That's the last one. You're right.
We're talking to Ty Montgomery after a victory. The Jets shut up the Cowboy fans. They beat the Dallas Cowboys. That's got to be sweet, too.
You're from Dallas, right? So you loved every second of this.
Loved every second of it. I'm from Dallas. I loved every second. That felt great.
The one thing, and I'm not in the building, I was watching on TV, is those Cowboy fans are loud, and it's annoying. So it has to feel good, especially when they're in your building, to shut them up the way you guys were able to do that.
100%. 100%. I definitely didn't like, how they started chanting, whenever a guy got hurt. So it felt really good to just shut up those Cowboys fans, get a victory, get the Jets fans on a high, get a win, and try to do this again next week.
So. They were chanting when guys got hurt. See, I didn't even notice
what was
that.
What were they doing now? The Cowboy went so when a Jet got banged up in the game, the Cowboy fans were actually cheering that? Is that what you're saying, Ty?
Yeah, I don't think they were cheering the injury, but that's when they started kind of getting loud, and then I think some Jets fans started booing. So it was a little weird, but yeah.
Well,
you can't cheer injuries.
Nah,
come on.
Good thing you shut them up. Joe and I were saying this the other day that, actually, I don't remember if you were saying this, but I would say every time Sam Darnold took a hit, I was getting nervous. I was like
I was not
father.
Nervous.
You were not nervous.
No.
Okay,
the one
that was
time I got
then.
A little nervous was the horse collar tackle on the first touchdown drive. Because that was a clear horse collar, and I was like, oh, my God, I hope they don't get hurt on that play.
Even that sack early in the game by Quinn, because that got me nervous only to see how he's going to react to a hit. I know he's wearing the special pads, and we all heard so much about what he's dealing with over the last few weeks. Were you guys 100% confident? Look, this is the old Sam Darnold. He is back, and we're not worried about any fallout from what he was dealing with?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Sam's a competitor. He's an athlete. Loves what he does and wants to be the best at what he does. So, Sam's not going to go out there if he's not going to be himself. And I know Sam's got every intention to be himself and be his best self whenever he steps on that field.
I got to give, and I praise the defense. I thought the defense really played very well in this game. I understand the second half, they were on the field a lot of third down conversions and all of that. But I thought they really played well. They hit Dak a lot in this game. I thought their tackling was exceptional. I mean, I can't remember a missed tackle by anybody. I thought the secondary, I thought Marcus May and Jamal had tremendous games. Obviously, Jamal made the big play to stop the two-point conversion at the end. The defense has really played pretty well all year to this point. But I thought they really looked good on Sunday.
They did. The defense definitely strapped it up. They had some big stops, even early in the game. Dallas going forward on some fourth downs.
But that was the turning point. Then the next play was the bomb to Robbie after that.
Yeah. I mean, that was a huge swing right there. I mean, that could have been 3 points, and now we're starting to drive differently. Instead, they get no points, and then we come away with seven, and we come away with a big explosive play. That's a huge momentum shift. So, overall, I love our defense. Our defense is playing great. Our defense is playing lights out. And our defense is tough. I think our defense is battle-tested. I mean, to have what happened at the end of the game and then not just sort of end up in some disarray and still come away with that stop, that was huge. I mean, those penalties started coming out of nowhere.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Please, what a disgrace. Yeah. Oh,
you know, first
my
and 27,
God.
Turns right. into first and 10 on, yep. the, on your yep. first and goal.
Yep. Yep.
And then
yep.
our defense just, they just fought all the way to the end.
What did you think of that? Because it was...
I mean, come on.
Some of it was against the Cowboys, too. There was an illegal block in the back.
Yeah, it was two was a on hold. That drive, too.
That's what set up the first and 27. Right, of course, right, that got wiped right. away by the Jamal Adams right, pass interference.
Right, right.
As a player, yeah. you got to hate when a game becomes that, a flag-a-thon like we saw in that drive.
Yeah, yeah. You know, especially, you know, the one on Jamal, that one, I personally thought that one was bad, but as well as the one on
Blake Cashman.
Cash.
Oh,
yeah,
my God, man. How was that pass interference? He even turned around.
Around.
He turned
yeah,
right.
He even got his eyes right. around.
No doubt.
He played the ball. He, you know, barely touched him, if he did touch him. And, yeah, so, I mean, credit to the defense to just fight through all of that.
What was the mood in the locker room after when first time you got to experience it as a Jet with Adam Gase as the head coach? What was the message after
smile,
the game?
Did he smile, by the way? Did Gase smile? Because at the press conference, the guy was like, you know, he looked like he had a stomachache. I mean, you know. I mean, did Gase at least, like, give you a remote smile after the game in the locker room?
Oh, yeah, he did. He did. It was definitely felt like euphoria in the locker room, for sure. Getting that first win, putting one in the win column, and you know, we're going to try to get another one this week. So, you know, I mean, we're just going to keep stacking them. It's hard to win in this league. That's what I think people don't understand. It's hard to win in this league. So when you win, you know, you have to celebrate all victories and then, you know, just try to get another one.
Well, and what's really hard is winning in this league against
right.
the team you're about
right.
to face.
I mean, right.
How
right.
do you,
right.
especially against the defense yep. that so far has written right. a script that's unbelievable. They have put together as good of a start defensively as we've ever seen. I mean, his stats are 85 Bears-like. How do you continue all the good things that you found in this game against Dallas against the challenge of this Patriot defense?
I think we just do what we did in this last game, and that's make the plays that are there and limit the self-inflicted wounds. I think one thing we didn't do this past game against Dallas that we were doing before is we didn't have a ton of false starts. We stayed out of first and 20 or first and 15 and second and 15 and second and 20. You know, in third and long situations, and we just made the plays that were there. So just eliminate the self-inflicted wounds, make the plays that are there, and capitalize on any mistakes that the Patriots, you know, that they may make whenever they come. We just have to take advantage of the plays that are there because that's what they're going to do. They're going to play sound football. That's what they're known for.
Sure.
What's the practice schedule this week? Because you got the Monday game. So when do you go back to practice? Tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe so. To be honest, I'm not usually one that's like super big on like the entire week of the schedule. I just know right now I have a massage in about an hour. I got a sauna. Yeah, I just take each day one day at a
right.
time.
So you're really killing yourself today, is what you're trying to say. You're really.
Oh yeah.
Most difficult part of your Tuesday is probably talking to us.
Cleaning today, you know, I got to sweep. I got to mop my floors.
Oh, come on!
I got to finish doing some laundry.
Yeah, like I'm buying that for a second time that you're doing it. But now, let me just say this, and seriously, and it was great. The win was great. I'm all excited as a Jet fan. But if you ever won this game Monday night, just it changes everything. You realize a win Monday. I mean, you guys should have a team meeting again. Because of a win Monday night, if you guys can somehow stick it to them, okay? If you can stick it right up there, you know what, on Monday. That would
And I can't wait for our phone call.
Oh, if you win that game? If you win that game,
wait.
I may not be alive. I mean, I don't know where I would be. I don't know how I would react to this win if you ever beat the Patriots Monday. Because the whole season changes. Because then it changes everything about this season if you win Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're just going to take each win, one win at a time.
All right.
Get it done. The positive thinking right. is occurring. Okay, Ty? We're
and
all
gonna
thinking
say
positively.
I'm going to predict. I'm predicting this. Okay? I got a prediction. Ty Montgomery scores his first Jet touchdown Monday.
Wow.
How's that?
It's
I don't know
coming.
How you're going
like
to do it.
Put it out there. I like it.
You know? Like you catch like a pass over the middle and you give like Van Noy like one of these little whatever, you know, and then you give Hightower a little forearm shiver, and then you run right by Gilmore waving to him as you're going into the end zone. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
You
I
like
love
that?
It.
Considering
I
they
like
don't
that.
Give up touchdowns, that's pretty impressive.
And all these guys, all right? Stick it that we hate. Just remember, we Jet fans, we hate the hatred for the Patriots cannot be. I can't overstate it. You know what I mean, Ty?
More than the Bills.
More than the Bills. I feel sorry for the Bills.
Seriously?
When the Bills played the Patriots. No, seriously, when the Bills played the Patriots a couple weeks ago, I was rooting for the Bills like a madman. Are you kidding me? Of course I was. More than the Bills. Is it even debatable?
The reason why I asked is because I was talking to a fan one day, and right. they were just telling me how much they hate the Bills, and the Bills are not, you know, they're fake New Yorkers.
Oh, well, that's nice. Nobody cares about that.
You know who a lot of Jet fans hate that could match the Patriots to many is the Dolphins, not the Bills.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
The Dolphins are up there. I know they're bad now, but there's a long history between the Jets and the Dolphins.
Let me tell you right now, as a Jet fan, it goes back to the beginning of time, pretty much. I hate the Dolphins. Don Shula, he rigged the 82 championship game. He didn't have a top. It rained for a week in Miami. Okay, you weren't born yet. It rained for a week in freaking Miami. This guy's got no top at the Orange Bowl. Don Shula, who ran the competition committee, he decided what the rules were. I love sticking it to that guy. Okay, so I hate the Dolphins. I hate the Patriots. I don't really have that hatred for Buffalo. I guess if they got good again when we were good, maybe I would hate them more. I'll hate them when you play them at the end of the year, and if with something on the line, I'll be hating them. I can tell you that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
So Patriots, I'm expecting a big game from Ty Montgomery, and I think you should get all the leaders of the team, get together, and just don't. You can't emphasize enough what this game is Monday night. All right, can't emphasize it enough.
Yep.
All right, Ty.
It's a big one.
Get it done, Ty. We appreciate it. Good talking
to you. Hey, enjoy your massage. Enjoy your sauna. Enjoy your facial. Enjoy your, getting your nails done, whatever you're doing.
Don't forget my cleaning. You know, I really do got to, I got to mop and I got
to. Don't you have somebody to come and clean the house for you?
No, I bought a brand new Swiffer WetJet. I was at the Kmart and I got a brand new Swiffer WetJet.
My wife has one of those Swiffer WetJets.
They're good, the Swiffer WetJets.
They work good.
Yeah.
But don't you have, seriously, don't you have, somebody, I mean, you could certainly afford somebody coming over to, hey, clean my, you got a house or an apartment? What do you got? A condo? Whatever.
I got a studio. I got a studio apartment.
A studio? You could have something bigger than that, too, Ty. You're an NFL player. You could buy a house.
Nah. What are you talking about?
I don't
need
more than that.
All right.
Hey, listen,
all
right. I got my studio apartment.
Right.
I wake up early in the morning. I make my bed up. I pray. I read my Bible. I take a shower. Go to work. I come home. I clean up. I study. I eat. I go to sleep. That's what I do. As a Jet fan,
I do a lot of prayer, praying myself. There's a lot of prayer involved when you're a Jet fan.
I love that you had to throw as a Jet fan in there.
Well, I am. I mean, what am I going to tell you? But seriously, Monday night, get it done. All right?
All right.
All right? Good job, Ty. It's always a pleasure, bro. Enjoy the sauna, okay?
Always.
And the mopping.
Thank you, Ty. See you.
Ty Montgomery of the New York Jets in his weekly spot for the first time after a victory.
Everybody's happy. Well, it's like a giddy mode.
That's a weird feeling.
It's very
weird. Not used to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.